For some time now, we have been following the creation and the progress of the Marrakesh Treaty. Now, it's all about making literature accessible across the globe, and many countries have been putting this into practice, some still discussing the Marrakesh Treaty. But we thought we would speak with the president of the European Blind Union, Wolfgang Angermann, to learn a bit more about the treaty itself and what's been happening at the European Parliament. Wolfgang, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
So if we were to look at the Marrakesh Treaty, the theory was behind making literature more accessible. So why is that important for visually impaired people?
Well, more than 85% of the literature ever issued in this world is not accessible for blind and partially sighted people. It takes a lot of efforts to make books accessible, because we're not only talking about pure text, we're talking about a layout that is much more complicated than just a text layout. In many books we face today, we have pictures, we have bubbles, we have balloons, we have animated print, and all these things, and this makes it complicated to being transferred into Braille or being transferred into an audible version of that respective book. Now, the situation is that in many countries, fortunately enough, we have entities who are able and willing to do this transcription or the production of an audio book with all the explanations you need and all the different measures that have to be taken to make it accessible. It takes a lot of money and a lot of time and energy and all these things. And as it does, in some cases, as long as we don't have the possibility to send it to another country, for example, from England to Ghana or from England to Australia, we have the situation that this time and energy will have to be spent a second time or even a third time and things like that. And this is why the Marrakesh Treaty was negotiated. And this is why we now are very, very happy that we have this Marrakesh Treaty, because in this treaty, we have as a very essential part an import-export regime that makes it possible for countries to send a book to another country without having to pay a license for it. This is a very well-balanced treaty, taking into account the interest of the copyright holders, who, of course, are in fear of copyright robbery, and the interests of blind and partially sighted readers. Now, the Marrakesh Treaty does not only deal with these readers, but also with people who are, for other reasons, are not able to read standard print. For example, they have a dyslexia. And as this group is much bigger than the group of blind and partially sighted people, copyright holders are still in fear of misuse of the regulations that are in the treaty. And that's why there had been very, very hard negotiations. And that's why in many countries, the copyright holders lobbied very hard against the ratification of this treaty. Now, at last, we succeeded that up to, at least at the moment, 40 countries, it's between 40 and 50 countries, have already ratified the treaty. And now, as the European Union has ratified the treaty, it's about another 28 countries who will have to follow according to EU law, EU legislation and directives. And so we can expect many, many more ratifications coming on.
Literature being shared in an accessible format, I mean, that will make a massive difference to people, because it's not just leisure reading, it could be for education, it could be for employment as well. And you highlighted the concerns of copyright. The World Intellectual Property Organization and so on had a lot of concerns about this. Was this the main stumbling block? Because Marrakesh Treaty, the work has been going on for several years now.
Oh yes, it has. The Marrakesh Treaty was signed in 2013 already. Negotiations before the treaty was signed took another 5 years since 2008. So you can imagine what kind of hard work it was to end up having this treaty now. And it is all because, of course, there are so many people in the world who try to get books for free, who try to get anything for free without taking consideration of any copyright. And this, of course, causes a lot of trouble when you deal with copyright holders, because they want to make sure it will not be used for getting things for free, which they don't want to give out for free. On the other hand, when we buy a book in a regular bookstore, we pay what the copyright holder can claim. And for blind and partially sighted people, it's just not easy to understand why they should pay another price to make this book accessible. What you need then is you have to turn to the organization. They will do it in some way. First, you will try to find it, whether it's on stock, or the other thing is you find an organization that is able to transform this book for you and hopefully for others too. It is absolutely necessary that you don't have to pay more than the copyright owner can really claim. We have the UN Convention, and in Article 21 it says that an accessible information must not cost more than the inaccessible information does. We are trying to find out how can we set up more resources that should be or could be available to transfer a book into an accessible format automatically. Now, as we all know, there are accessible books at hand, more than there were before. What we still don't have is the technical possibility to deal with complicated layouts. So it might be a chance if we could start some inquiry to find out whether by the help of artificial intelligence, someday it might be possible to have an automatic explanation of pictures, more than we have now with some smartphones, for example. And what I really find now, as this all comes to another stage, it is nice to see that now we can deal with publishers together in trying to find out what can we do about accessibility. This will be the next step to take after Marrakesh Treaty. And of course, the Marrakesh Treaty will help especially people in countries in the developing world to get access to books they couldn't get so far, because they can deal with the necessary import facilities they need to make use of when they, for example, buy a book at RNIB or at other organizations that have created these transcribed books.
So with the work being done by the European Parliament, then, Wolfgang, does that mean that organizations can do that now within Europe?
Yeah, as soon as the respective country has implemented the regulations of the Marrakesh Treaty into their national copyright law. So, for example, a country like Austria or Germany or France or Spain, in Spain they have already done that. In Germany they are about to do that. In France, they, as far as I know, are still about to do that. They had a deadline by 11th October, and some countries have done it in a way that is satisfactory. In other countries, they didn't do so because they have still left some questions open, like the problem of claiming compensation by the copyright holders, which means that the organization that is transcribing the book into Braille or producing an audiobook has to pay a certain amount of money to the copyright holder, or in fact it is in most cases the copyright holder society of that respective country.
As far as the European Blind Union is concerned, Wolfgang, are you happy with the progress so far?
Yes, we can be happy with that, because so far we have really reached a stage where we can say this is very, very good result of our work we have done during the last years.
Just finally, if people would like to learn more about the European Blind Union, how do they do that?
We have a very nice website, which is, of course, it is accessible. It's barrier-free. Euroblind, that's EUROBLIND.org. And you will find a lot of information there about the European Blind Union, about its structure, about the projects we're pursuing at the moment and planning to pursue, and also, of course, about the Mercosur Treaty.
Wolfgang Engelmann, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.